What's up, folks? Coming to you straight from Waikiki, Honolulu, Hawaii. Sitting out here in the lanai, watching the sunset. The episode 5 is getting ready to be released right now. Sorry for the delay, everybody. Episode 5, Kyle Cardoza. Kyle's going to tell you about how we connected initially, how we reconnected. Kyle's doing some work, as you may see from the Instagram for the print shop, AWOL print shop. He's doing some photos for us, and he's doing a great job. I'm really excited to have him around, and, you know, just all positive energy. He's going to talk a little bit about what he went through at Mass Art in Boston, and then hopefully you get some good tidbits out of it. Not much else to say other than, you know, off to Kauai tomorrow for another 6 nights, and see you all when I get back. Episode 5 of Kyle Cardoza, coming at you straight from Hawaii. Not actually from Hawaii, but this intro is from Hawaii. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast at AWOL Print Shop, episode 5. Very excited to have our next guest, Kyle Cardoza. I'll give you a little background on Kyle. My wife Liz used to work with Kyle at the North Face on Newbridge Street. And
ready to pair.
Nope. Shut up, Bose. Excuse us. He was working with my wife Liz at the North Face. He was going to school at the time, Mass Art, and he had approached me, or actually approached Liz first, with a project, an idea for a project for school. At the time, I was still in the basement, 31 Bank Street. That's where we started out, AWOL Print Shop. Those were the dog days, I guess you could say, but good days too as well. And Kyle and I, you know, were down there in the 95 degree heat in the middle of summer. He shot for, I think, what was it, 3 straight weekends or something like that?
Yeah, give or take. I think it was like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kyle let me do my thing. I let him do his thing. I'm not saying this as a, you know, offense, but I didn't have any expectations whatsoever, just because I was trying to help him out. And I think for me, I know no matter what product he put out there or approached me with afterwards of the final product, I think it was going to be better than anything I could have done, and something that we never had at AWOL Print Shop. So fast forward, I don't know how long it took for you to edit, but it takes a while for an edit.
It took a little bit. It was... there was probably like a few revisions, I'd say probably like within a month and a half of, like, you know, just being involved in other projects at the time. And, you know, that was like my own work, and then I had other side work at the same time, and, you know, going to school full time, having a part time job, internship, you know, the whole
student college thing.
Yeah, the whole student college, full time student. But yeah, it was interesting, like, you know, like you said, through that connection with Liz, I think we kind of hit it off right away, like, with just, like, our sense of humor and just, like, a lot of times being spent in that basement on Newbury, just, like, cracking jokes and that kind of thing. A lot of, too, with, like, music. Music influence was, like,
big. I remember that. Kyle was on music, yeah.
Yeah, we would have a lot of talks and... you know, finding out her background, and she was also artistic, as I like to say, because, you know, even if you are a musician or do anything with music, you're an artist. And I think from there it was like, you know, we were into fashion as well, and we would, you know, always like make fun of each other and just be like, yo, what are you wearing, or, you know, that kind of thing, or just like,
yeah,
oh shit, you got that, or like, oh, that's dope. And then I think from there, like, we kind of made that like thing where it's just like, yeah, we were like, she was the homie and I was the homie, so you know, she mentioned you a few times and was like,
just a few times,
just a few, just like, you know, just casual, just like,
yo, I got this guy.
She was like, you know, this guy, he's the plug, you know. And you know, and I was like, oh, all right, like, no, she really like stepped up and was like, hey, like, you know, my, at the time, you know, you guys were dating, and she was like, yeah, like, my boyfriend Brad, like, you know, they, his, him and his best friend, like, they have this like store where it's like all street apparel, and like, you know, and then, but she was like, yeah, Brad does this with like screen printing. And I was like, honestly, I kind of just blacked out and everything just stood out with screen printing. And I was like, yo, that's dope, because, you know, like Brad had mentioned before, I was a full-time student at Mass Art, you know, graduated in 2018. Put that in there.
Go Mass Art.
Yeah, go Mass Art.
What's that mascot?
The Mastodon.
Mastodon.
Yeah.
Mass Art Mastodons.
Yeah.
Shout out.
It's interesting. It's a big elephant.
Okay.
It's kind of funny, you know, like the elephant in the room thing.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah, so long story short, I instantly, I think from, because the way that the program works when you first enter Mass Art, just to give a little detail, you, as like a student, have to take a foundation year, is what they call it. And that's basically you touch every medium possible, like in the arts world and with creativity. And it gives a chance for people that aren't really sure what their art is and what they want to do with their art. They're given an outlet to just kind of do everything. And I think that's probably something, looking back now, didn't really appreciate at the time, because me, myself going in, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I was always captivated by like film and TV and just like anything to do with like photography, video, like things like that, like from a young age. And I had some frustration of like the first like semester of just like being like, man, am I really at the right place, this and that. And yeah, it took a lot of lessons and experimentation, I would say, and like realizing that just trained my eye differently on things. And being a creative person, you realize as you mature, especially in your art, you appreciate those things that you can look at stuff in a different perspective.
Yeah, I think related to you know, the students that I handle at BU, it's like you, some of them know exactly what type of industry they want to go into, whether it's consulting, healthcare, social impact, whatever it may be, but you need to have that foundation,
yeah,
in order to open your eyes to other things, because you're not going to just be doing, you have to just be exposed to that one industry, especially in business, especially in art, where your eye can see one thing, someone else can see another thing. You know, someone else can see that's not a photographer and more of a painter or a drawer,
yeah,
or a digital artist can say, hey, well, did you ever think about this?
Right.
So I think, you know, you mentioned that you like first semester probably like, what the fuck am I doing here? You know what I mean? It's,
like,
I know what shit I want. Let me take these damn classes. Let me get into my electives maybe.
Yeah.
Let me totally get going.
Yeah.
But that, there's a reason, there's a method to that madness that they did, how they do it at the Mastodons of Mass Art.
Yeah.
To start you out like that, because that gives you a foundation, exactly what it serves, the foundation of what you might want to do with your electives later on.
Right.
That's the reason why we have our business students take the core,
mm-hmm,
up front, because it gives you that foundation. It opens your eyes maybe to other things that you may not have thought of in other areas of business that you may want to dive into,
because it, right,
may be helpful to you. So going back to our story, I think,
yeah, we got a little tied in.
No, that's good. No, I think there's no,
my like, start
again, there's no structure to this, as if anyone's been listening to the past four episodes. But Kyle and I, you know, he he was down there. I think he had, you know, multiple hours, hundreds of hours of film, at least,
Yeah, I would say there was
in pictures.
probably at least those 3 to 4 days of just being down there consistently back to back. You know, it was like
Yeah.
I'd say anywhere from 10 hours of a day I was there. You know, it was a lot of hours
Hundreds of
clocked.
hours, yeah.
It wasn't like I was constantly record. I mean, let's be real. You know, that's one of the things about my medium, you know. Space is like you can never have enough when
Yeah.
it comes to like, you know, film and video. Like media is just it just there's just so much, especially when you break it down to like, you know, what you're shooting and like your Kodak and all those like elements that go into it. That's like a deeper dive. But yeah, I mean, I just remember like I think one of the things that was important was going into the situation. And before we even started shooting, I shadowed you for like an entire day.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that people don't realize is an element that goes into
Yeah.
production is like kind of knowing your subject a little bit, like doing your homework and deciphering exactly like the way they work, especially if you're captivating someone's like process. Like, I think that's a, for me, it was a thing that was taught. My first year when I finally got into the film major there at Mass Art was to basically like study your subject, whatever that you were gonna be doing and whatever they did. And obviously it wasn't like my first like project, but it was one of the few that year. I think pretty sure that was my yeah, I think that was my sophomore year. That was my
Sounds about
first,
right.
yeah, that was my first year fully in the program, and I
Yeah.
think it was the second semester of it. And yeah, I think if I didn't do that, like shadow you and see your process and the way you do your thing, like it would have been a lot more work for me on the editing side of it.
Most definitely, yeah.
You know, that's the other thing to go back a little bit to like what drew my interest into like video. I eventually want to be a full-time like in-house editor at like a post-production place, whether it's like editing trailers or, you know, long format like films, TV shows, things like that. That's like the high where I want to take this. But yeah, I think that having that like love to do editing is like something that's like been in me, so it wouldn't have been so much of an issue if I didn't do that pre stuff of
Right.
like going taking a day and like just
Yeah.
following you and letting see you work, you know.
Right.
But yeah, it had its had a payoff for
Yeah.
it, you know. It helped me juggle all the other 5,000 things I was doing at the
Right.
time too, you
Right.
know.
Yeah,
So
as a college student, I think it was an eye opener for me because you know you know the you hear about like you know how the semi idea of how movies are shot and how
yeah,
videos are made.
right.
That was my first time being really taken through the process, start to finish, from the shadowing process to the actual filming process to the and then obviously I was involved in the editing process, but I know how many hours you had of film of that time with us down in the basement and me printing and going through all
Yeah.
the things of screen printing. And I was just amazed and blown away by the final product. And you basically took, oh, I want to say over 300 hours. That's just my estimate of stuff.
You're probably pretty accurate,
Okay.
you know.
300 hours.
It's been a while, so
Yeah.
like, you know, it's
And I
been a few
wish we
years,
got to
but
figure out a way to post this video because I want people to see it now that we're talking about it.
yeah.
Because for me, you know, Liz tells you I sit down and like watch it every now and then because it
Yeah.
gets me hyped. I
I
love
feel you,
it.
I feel you, yeah.
And
I appreciate that, by the
yeah, no,
way.
I appreciate that time that we had, you know, those interactions and whatnot. But the final product I was blown away by, it was something that I was like, damn, like I don't know if I could like break down 300 hours and come up with that, you know, because I'd be, and you're a somewhat a perfectionist too as well, so it's like I can't imagine you, but you enjoy the process too as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's one of the things. I have some friends that also do what I do, but they do it on different levels, I would say. I always would say that, you know, I'm like on the lower skill level of them, but that's just like me being truthful to myself. I'm always looking for the next way to, or next outlet or some, whatever it is to like source that I can learn, but I know they do it as well, but knowing what they do and especially what their like long-term goals are, like I'm probably one of the only ones that enjoy editing out of like my buddies that do this, so it's just, that's one of the things that I think you find that like what separates you from people just naturally. Not even just like, you know, they always tell you like what's going to separate you from the pack kind of thing, but it's just like there are natural things, and if you can recognize them early on and then figure out what things you need to like enhance that, that's going to be a big help, I feel like. And you know, it's been 4 or 5 years now that, you know, I'm consistently like making content, as they like to say. So in this past 2 years, I did it professionally on an in-house setting where I was more corporate, but it was like super relaxed corporate. It was like a hybrid corporate vibe, like, you know, the office. Yeah. Everyone's like, you know, it's just like real chill, kind of like laid back. Obviously, everyone's working and doing what they do to like make the company function and make the company money, but you know, there's a cold brew on tap in the office. There's
kombucha.
Whole SoCon Valley vibe. And, you know, we got kegs in the office, you know, grab a beer at like 4 o'clock, even if it's not Friday.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'll get in trouble with that for sure.
Yeah, it was interesting going from that fast-paced, like, hustle vibe in college to being like, all right, well, you're here now, like, Take it easy, bro. Like, you can settle in a little bit, you know?
Expecting
like,
to be professional.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, I guess, should we talk about how we reconnected or no?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, no, it's been a minute.
We've always kept in touch, you know, through social media and, you know, sending, you know, you always, you know, encouragement on IG and whatnot, much appreciated. Yeah. It's just good to know people like stay in touch, you know. I think that's, for me, when we were doing the, you know, that video shoot down in the basement where we started, like that was when we first started now, and it's mainly still, we have a few people to help out now, but like it's mainly still just me, but like that was just me. That was just like, I'm down there 3 hours a night during the week, whatever, how many hours during the weekend.
Yep.
Just grinding and by myself. So it just, for you to take an interest in that and pick that as, you know, your subject, I really appreciate that. And then also like the conversation that we had, it was the first time that anyone has really like taken an interest in that, other than Liz, obviously, you know, she's always been supportive, but like, the first time that someone's actually been taking an interest in like the stuff that I do down there and that craft, and it's good to be connected with those artistic people because it just, you know, you vibe with them, you know.
Yeah, like
you have the same mindset. You understand why they do some certain things, why they say some certain things, and it just gives you encouragement, you know, to keep going. So that's what it was for me. Because you sometimes, no matter what you say, and I don't care who you are, you can't be, you know, there's some people that, you know, have more money than others and that are more happier, but
yeah, we're all dealt different cards,
different situations.
Yeah,
but like you, for like someone who has their own business and is somewhat of an entrepreneur, there are more tough times than easy times.
Yeah,
and you need those things to kind of push you forward sometimes, no matter how mentally tough you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what your current situation is. I think that is so important to have, to surround yourself with positive people and like-minded
yes.
people. So going back to how we reconnected, I really appreciate this. And you know, if anyone's noticed what Kyle's been doing with our Instagram, but he's been around the shop lately, tagging him off the chain with stuff, because he's been like, you know, he's the reason why I started this podcast, and I told him this before. So we had a conversation about how we
still
reconnected.
Crazy.
It's just like that conversation needed to be told to a bigger audience. And I'm not saying I'm friggin' Gary Vayner or friggin' Jeff Staple or whoever, Ben
right.
Ball or whoever it may be.
Right, right.
Fucking Joe Rogan, J.R. Reid.
But I mean, those guys started...
They started somewhere. And I'm not right. trying to be like that, but I feel like the people that we... I hate to call them customers, but like the people that we work with,
yeah,
as Spiro say, they're so, like I said this in my post, they're so inspiring. They have a lot of knowledge. They help me out in the process that we work together in creating apparel and whatnot. They're just a pleasure to work with.
There's that energy, man.
Yeah,
that real energy, that thoroughness, yeah. and that like. It's like it gets your creativity flowing, especially when you get stuck.
Or you need that. Or you're just
that
like,
boost.
Damn, what the fuck am I doing?
Right.
You know, everyone's had that moment. There's more moments like that than people think. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think people,
no matter what you do, too.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's like people ask, what the hell did I do that this weekend? They know what I did.
Yeah.
I hate saying not that I only hate them asking that question. I just
right.
feel bad repeating myself. Oh, I was at the shop.
Right.
At the shop. I'm fine with that. You know,
right.
it's just like I kind of feel bad that, you know, they have to ask and they expect to, I think they expect a different answer maybe.
Sometimes. I feel like it's more along the lines of just the curiosity,
yeah,
you know, because especially if it's the people that haven't visited the shop or
right.
haven't even been around to like know in your space mm-hmm. of this, like what you do here, like
that's what you're doing. You're putting that stuff out there for me.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm giving the light to it, and I think that's goes back to just my whole thing of my. Kind of like process in a way. It's like I enjoy process of things no matter what it is, but more so on the creative side. And I just like from the beginning recognizing your like work ethic and knowing that this isn't like your full-time job, but like the amount of effort that you put into it, to me just was like, yo, this is like your passion, man. And our passions are what keep us going.
Yeah.
At the end of the
it's
day.
It's weird. It keeps me going, but it also fucking breaks me down.
Oh, it breaks your balls every
yeah.
day, bro. Like,
I think that's part of the why we love it. Like, those things that get your blood flowing. It's kind of like, it was like kind of like baseball for me. Like, baseball's a fucking tough sport.
Yeah.
You're basically, you know, Matt talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, dude, you're out of the door and someone else is in, you know, replacing you right off the bat. Just snap of a finger, but like
especially on those upper tiers.
Yeah, professional. That's
the
on a professional level.
Yeah.
But it gets harder, obviously, as you creep up, and you know, I was fortunate enough to play college ball, and you're basically the saying goes, it's a sport where if you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're considered successful.
Right.
So that it's a more of a mental game than anything. You know, it obviously takes talent, but you love it and you hate it.
Yeah.
You know, but I always go back to that saying with baseball is that I told Matt this, I miss the relationships that I had with my teammates more than the game now. And I think that's why, part of the reason why I'm doing this, because I like building the relationships with those folks that come in here, the folks that we work with.
Yeah.
on their apparel.
I can
people like you.
I can attest to that too, yeah. Man. I feel like that's somewhat where I am at too in my field. I think having you know graduated, not being in that creative space that mass art is, and it's one of the more rare like art schools in the country. Like if people don't know this, it's one of the only public art schools in the country. Like it's funded by the government and all, you know. But yeah, like the different amount of people that are there and, you know, the backgrounds that people come from and just, especially the friends that I did make and still are friends with the people. And a lot of my friends are kind of spread out now.
Yeah.
Where it's not, we're not always like around each other as when we were there, you know? And like that's, I think in the last 2 years I realized the most of like being a full-time professional now. It's like you miss that like energy and that environment of like being always collaborative with people, showing each other your work and just, you know, I know for instance, like my girlfriend, she's a graphic designer and she kind of has the same, like we have that same conversation now where it's like she tells me about the times being in the studio where it was like, you know, if those people that are there, man, everyone's bouncing each other ideas off of, you know, and they're constantly like seeing new ideas being created just throughout the whole entire day. You know, you go there, it's like you're in between classes, you go there after class, you're there till like basically the campus closes. Everyone's leaving there at like midnight. That's just the reality of it, you know, especially if you're like really true and really passionate and like really want to do something with your art. That's just what you have to do, I think. But yeah, I think that's one of the things like I can relate to missing that camaraderie almost in a sense. Definitely. Of just constantly, I think too, it was like my friends, especially in the, like the film department, we were all like really self-motivated. And going into it, we all knew that we really wanted something more. And I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to gel. And it's so interesting that, like, it was, at times, it felt, like, competitive whenever we would, like, have to show our work, you know, come into critique, especially the whole class. Like, the entire, like, class would be 5 hours of critique. And, like, people don't understand. That's just, like, constant being like, oh yeah, I didn't see that. Oh yeah, you're right. Like, oh yeah, next time I'll do that. Like, those little things and those conversations like mean a lot, man. And like, when you're first starting out, I think it's key. But yeah, back to the camaraderie, like, just not having that anymore. Also, it's huge. Yeah. Like, I miss it, and I think that's why I'm like working with you now. It's definitely like. Kind of did a spark, it like ignited things again.
Good. You know? Same for me, man. Same for me. You mentioned, you know, getting that feedback. Not many people can do that too. That's like something that.
Yeah.
That's more than like art, especially when you're like spending you know 12 hours a day on a project and you have to go hand it in, and then all your classmates not tear it apart, but they say, "Hey, did you?"
Yeah.
You know, did you think about this? Why didn't you do that? I'm sure you got used to it, but I'm sure at first maybe it was tough.
Oh, it was super weird.
It's like, you know, I don't know you. Like,
what I was like, what do you...
Dude, do you know how much hours I put in this?
Yeah, like, do you know, like, I haven't slept in 4 days? Like, what do you mean, bro? Yeah. Like, I think I'm glad you mentioned that because, especially for me, like, the film major was very, like, all self-driven. It's just very like relaxed and just like whatever you put in is what you're gonna get on return.
Yeah.
But the other majors, I can attest for some of my friends that were successful in the other majors at the school. I just know from their experience of just like talking about critique that some people take it really, really seriously, and it's some. Not in my major, not in the film major, but like in the other majors, it's a lot more cutthroat, and people say stuff, but then there's also the people that, you know, I don't want to say, like, swear, but they say BS, and you're like, come on. You know what I mean? It's just like you're just trying to one-up somebody or just trying to say something to, like, right. put input in. And it's, like, those things you have to, like, maneuver through.
Yeah, they're not trying to be constructive at that point.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, you're, like, repeating what somebody else said in a different way.
It's like dudes on social media. It's like,
yeah,
dude, you took that time out of your day to fucking
yeah
say that. And then what does that do for you? I mean, that's... I hear you, man. It's but for me, like that, I think that really like hit home for me when you just said that. It's like you have your young kid, still young, in an environment that you don't know many people, and they're just like, "Hey, that kind of sucked."
Yeah,
you know,
there were definitely days where it was like, "All right, this is a joke," and then there were days where like, "Okay, I see what you mean."
Yeah, maybe you need a day to process that.
Yeah, yeah.
And oh, yeah. Maybe, you know, they're obviously not saying that you, maybe they weren't mature enough to put it into certain words to say, hey, you know, instead of this sucked, you know, why didn't you, did you think about this? Can I help you with that?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like bringing up the thing, the problem, and wanting to help and correcting it, helping you correct it. Yeah.
I think what is key to like highlight that foundation here was really where you get that skill set of learning how to critique, because that's a thing, man. Like, you can't just be like, oh, this is trash.
That,
like,
too,
you
that
know what
too.
I mean, like, yeah. You could say that, but at the end of the day, like, how is that going to make the artist better? How are they going to like improve, or like how are they going to learn, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things foundation here taught me, at least, and like I know other people that got that too, but it was value. Because, for instance, the foundation year, each semester, you have to take a drawing class. And for me, like, that is not my strong suit. Like, I'm not by any means an illustrator or, like, a painter. Or, like, that is not me. You know, I just, I know I can do things, I can get by, or just, but that's not me. And when it came time at the end of the week or the next class, whenever like we would show our work, like that's when it came real. It was like, I'm about to get crushed, and I knew it. You know what I mean? I knew it.
I'm about to get
like,
waxed.
Yeah, I was like, yo, they're about to mack my ass. Like, I'm about to get like run over. But it's cool because, obviously at the time it was really different and something I wasn't used to, and you still. As time goes on, you still get adjusted to things like that. But yeah, man, it was different. It was a huge, huge eye opener to trying to understand why people do what they do and what got them to that point. You know, I think you kind of like appreciate it a little bit more when you take a whole like 5 hours out of the day to like go through a group of like 25 people and see that the work they created, and you're like, you know who's good, and you know whose shit right. sucks, man. Right. Like, it's all pinned up on the wall. Yeah. Like, we go around and it's just like, yep, one by one, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I think it's definitely I'm glad you brought that up too, is that it's one thing to be receptive to feedback and constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Criticism. But it's another thing to be able to give it and provide constructive feedback, because yes, you have to, I think you have to take into consideration that someone worked so hard on that project.
Right.
Just to be, show more compassion a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To not like bash it right away.
Instead, yeah. You know, oh yeah. And I think there were points too, not to like keep going on it, but there were also like people you knew that you were like, okay, I know you did the actual, like, you put the 8 hours in, you put the 12 hours.
I saw
hours.
You in the studio.
You know what I'm saying? I saw you in the studio. Yeah. Like, that was the other thing. Like, the living condition there was like, obviously everything was like co-ed. But yeah, like every other floor in the freshman dorm, there was a work studio. So like when the school did close and like you, after hours, those were the moments, man. Those, like, people up at like 3 in the morning, like, especially on like a weekend, like, you would see that sometimes. Obviously, like, our school, you know, we know how to have fun, but like, there were times, especially during, like, you know, finals, people wouldn't sleep, man. That, like, literally, like, between our, like, you know, liberal arts and then our actual, like, art classes, like, you wouldn't sleep, man. They're just, like, there were people that powered through for, like, a week and just not sleep. Yeah. And those times were, like, the best, man.
Yeah.
You would be like, man, I'm not human, bro. Like, what the...
You'd be amazed at what...
What am I doing right now?
The human body can do, yeah.
You know, I would be writing a 15-page paper, and then next thing you know, I'm like, I gotta finish this freaking 3x4 drawing in, like, a matter of hours before I go to, like, my final and present, you know? It was just like, oh, shit. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of art school. There's more I can talk about, but I think by us reconnecting, it's definitely kind of brought some of that, you know, positive energy and just, like, spark back in me that I kind of been missing a little bit in these last couple of years.
Same for me. I like go back to what I said. Like, you need those people around you. You need to hear from them. You need to surround yourself with those people. It keeps you going, man. It really does. And you also need to realize that you need to deal with the work yourself. And I think like most people that are driven know that. But yeah, everyone needs a pat on the back every once in a while, no matter how tough you are.
Oh yeah.
Mentally, physically.
Oh yeah.
You know, don't let people bullshit you and say, yeah, I don't need that shit. I don't need anybody. Yeah, you need people around you like that for support. It's definitely important. I think I feel the same way about, you know, you being in the shop and it's just like, you know, do my thing. And then I look at the stuff you send me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, wow, shit's fucking dope.
Thanks.
It's dope.
Appreciate it, man.
Post it up, tag you, and, you know, going back to this podcast, I think, for me, no matter what other people get out of it, and the reason why we're doing it is so other people get stuff out of it. But for myself, being selfish, this is a way for me to stay grounded and talk about just anything. Because I tend to be the person that's, like, not talking.
Yeah.
I tend to be, I think that's...
I'm with you on that.
It's part of, like, Asian culture, I think. Even though I had a great upbringing, I love my mom and dad and my brother. I consider myself an American, but I think there's something in my blood that doesn't...
Right.
That's still there, that's Korean, and... like, you know, very shy, not, you know... I was obviously more talkative now, but... this is a comfort zone for me.
Right.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense, but talking about stuff personally for me about myself is not my...
No, me either.
Not my thing. And I don't think it's hard for other people to do that. But I think this is an outlet for me to do that. That's just, again, this me being, like, selfish about why I started this, but I also feel like people such as yourself, people such as Spiros, Matt, my wife, and those future people that I've already locked up, I think I'm very excited because I think they have some real cool stories to share, some really good advice. Man, it's just one of those things where it's like, I look forward to doing this now. It's like...
Yeah, right.
It's a surprise because stuff is so busy from day to day, but going back to the saying, you take time for the things that are important, you know?
Exactly. And you make time. Yeah. You make that time. Because we're all given, at the end of the day, not to get too preachy, but we're all given the same time.
Yeah.
You know, in a day.
Yeah. So what's... You mentioned you like editing. You mentioned like you wanted to do the video thing professionally. You have done it professionally, but
Yeah, I
what's
still.
the perfect what's the perfect job for you, like in that space?
I think currently, just to talk a little bit about my situation, I was recently laid off. I think, being the first out of like my friends and the people that I know that are creatives to be in that position, to have a stable, like steady job doing what we do creatively, was like in itself was a blessing. And then to have it like next day gone was kind of a earth-shattering, changing thing that really took a hit to me in my core for a little bit and my like self-esteem. But the situation I was in, I worked on a team of other people that weren't so creative. I don't want to say they're not creatives, but they're just not on that same playing field, especially when they would always be like, "Oh, you're so talented." Like, I'm like, I don't, whatever you say. You know what I mean? But it was a team of marketers, and I was on the marketing team, and I was the go-to like video person, and I created all the content for them and did a lot of things too, where it was just like one of my really good friends and my buddy, he has this saying, it's jack of all trades, masters of none kind of thing. And I feel like I was put in that like position where it's like I'm somebody that's like very focused on a specific thing, and I like to hone in on that. So that was a different experience for me to just like take sole like control over all the creativity for this one thing in a company that like makes profit. It's like it's weird to think that now, but that's what it was. I guess the next situation I'm currently looking into is more working with more other like creatives that have the training or have that background that I have, and just being in the environment where like we can say one thing and know exactly what that person's thinking or know exactly what they're trying to express, and just do what we do, whether it's for our own content or other clients or other people that we'll work with. So basically like an agency vibe is where I want to like take my talents and see what stuff I can learn and how I can grow. Because like I said earlier, I always want to grow. I think when you stop is like, I don't know, you stop living in a way when you don't grow anymore. I think it's just weird to not want to like improve and learn. So yeah, I think that's where my future, like next place, next setup, next kind of like environment vibe would be. And then, if things work out to where there's other opportunities where it's like I do have to be that guy again, I'm more than happy to take it, step into it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll learn from your past experience too as well.
Oh man,
Yeah.
I've,
How to approach it, how to use other people. Because
yeah.
you felt like, that's your first gig. That's your
Yeah,
first
that was
professional
my
job. So you're
first.
like, damn, I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I have my hands on this, so I have to do this too as well, make sure it's okay. I know what you mean,
There
man.
was a
I know what you
lot
mean.
like, self pressure, but I know there was like unspoken pressure from just like from above. Even though it was like, oh, we understand like, video takes time and like don't worry, and like deadlines were kind of like relax. But I kind of wanted that pressure to be like, no, be hard on me, bro. Like, give me those like strict deadlines, 'cause like at the end of the day, the more content I produce and the more we have, it's just gonna continue to improve, and it's just gonna get better and better and better. And that's, like the thing is, like I approached you and was like, bro,
I'm witnessing that right now. You know what I
I
mean?
just wanna, I literally, I was like, man, I don't want a fucking handout, dude. Like, sorry to swear, but like,
No, you can.
I don't want a handout, bro. I just want a place to be able to make stuff. I want to make cool shit. Like, I just want to
You're
make,
in the right place, man.
you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
I, And I think it's important, and I've expressed this to the other people outside and like people that I know that you may not know, but like, dude, it's important to be around those people that are passionate just as much as you are about what you are about. I don't know if that actually like made sense, but like,
that does make sense. No,
you know, man. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's the, it goes back to like surrounding yourself with those people. It leads to greater things. It leads to greater things. It leads to new ideas. Damn, I'm mad philosophical right now.
I feel like we're on a vibe. Yeah. We're on like a
damn,
like a tier.
Damn, good thing we're recording this.
I know. I always joke with Kyle because like
we talk in the car and like, you know, just off mic, and we're like, damn, should we fucking roll right now?
Should we hit it? Should we hit it? The record? We hit it?
Thank you know? God. Now, we had some good conversations, and I think, yeah, you definitely, that's what leads to greater things. And I think, for me, it's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. Not saying it's easier for you, but for me, it's harder to do that because screen printing is such a friggin' niche.
It's a niche of a niche. There's that word, bro.
Yeah.
That's that thing I've been saying to people, man.
It's just like, dude, what is that? You know, it's more mainstream than ever now because of, you know, companies like Roundnet, Printavo, and all these cool shops that are doing like crazy stuff. And
bro, people are making dope stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those, you can do that in this industry. That's what makes it fucking great.
Yeah,
but, it's still people like every day people that come in here or I interact with on email. It's always like I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Teaching them the process. I'm teaching them.
Just because, like, you may teach them something, you still learn from them.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's educating each other, man.
I'm educating them on the process and how we do what we do. And then, and in turn, that leads to the price. So that's the reason why I do that. It does get exhausting sometimes, but it also is, you know, it's one of the cool things is people come back and say, oh, that's pretty cool, man. And I think you being here and capturing these moments is going to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome.
I hope.
I think it's already doing that. Yeah, man, I think this is a, we obviously like, this is, we talked about an hour or a little under an hour.
Word.
Dope episode.
Yeah,
I think it's perfect timing too because I've been tagging and all this stuff, and people are like, "Yo, who's this dude, Kyle? Who's this motherfucker?"
Word.
And now they get to know you a little bit. And I think this is perfect that they get a little background on you and
word
how we reconnected and you know our relationship, and they're gonna be seeing more on you going forward. And
I hope,
yeah,
I hope.
Definitely, man. And happy to have you again. And yeah, anything else you want to say? Shout out to your girl Olivia.
Yeah, let me
can't forget her.
Yeah, no, can't forget my day one, well, my ride or die, as I like to say, you know, the one that stands next to me, holds me accountable. Yeah, my girlfriend Olivia, hopefully she'll be on here one day.
Hell yeah.
Get her on.
Hell yeah.
Get her maybe on an episode.
You know what? Now I wish.
Bro, you want to talk about like true like creativity and just talent, bro? Yeah. She's on another tier. Yeah. I like to say
you always say that. He's not just getting sappy now. He always says that about her.
Bro, I just tell everybody.
Yeah.
And people tell me all the time. It's weird to be like, yeah, man, you're talented, Kyle. I'm like, bro, get out of here. Yeah. You have no, like, don't even know.
Maybe I'll just delete this episode and like, bring you guys back on together.
Maybe do like a two guests,
yeah,
two features. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
I'm not gonna delete this episode.
I'm sure now that who knows, maybe it's interesting because we've joked about it like before, like when we were like, yeah, you got to do a podcast, and you're like, yeah, you got to get on it. I'm like, bro, I can't do this shit. Like, I don't.
Here you are,
and here I am, and it's like, you know, hopefully be on other episodes.
Yeah, cool. All right, folks, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Episode 5, a podcast, Day Well Print Shop. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Kyle. See more of his work in the future on our IG at AWOL Print Shop. Check us out. Until next episode. Peace.
Peace.